What next? A turf of evening primroses, over which the mind may hold till it dozes, over which it well might take a pleasant sleep, but that this never startled by the leap of buds and dried flowers, or by the flitting of divers moths, that I their rest are quitted, or by the moon lifting a silver rim above a cloud, and with a gradual swim coming into the blue with all her light. O maker of sweet poets, dear delight of this fair world and all its gentle livers, spangler of clouds, halo of crystal rivers, mingler with leaves and dew and tumbling streams, closer of lovely eyes to lovely dreams, lover of loneliness and wandering, of upcast eye and tender pondering. Thee must I praise above all glories that smile us on to tell delightful stories. For what has made the sage a poet write but the fair paradise of nature's light? In the calm grandeur of a sober line, we see the waving of the mountain pine. And when a tale is beautifully stead, we feel the safety of a wholesome glade. When it is moving,